The first part of the interview focuses on a very common clinical situation in the treatment of colorectal cancer, the use of chemotherapy as a, quote, adjuvant after surgery. Many patients with cancer of the colon are initially treated with surgery and then are seen in consultation by a medical oncologist like Dr. Marshall. The question at that point is whether to use chemotherapy to decrease the chance of cancer recurring in the future, and also whether to consider participating in one of the many research trials available to patients. In our experience, this is a complex decision where multiple options with different risks and benefits must be considered and weighed. To begin our chat, Dr. Marshall reviews with me his experiences discussing with patients their diagnosis and the different stages of colorectal cancer.
The average patient that I see who's been recently diagnosed with colon cancer has already had their surgery. They've typically had their colon cancer diagnosed maybe a month or so earlier, either because of some symptoms such as bleeding or bowel obstruction, or on a screening colonoscopy. Somebody may have picked up an early colon cancer. And from there, almost always, the patients are referred to a surgeon. And the surgeon then performs the resection or removal of the cancer, and then the patient ultimately comes to see me, usually 2 to 3 weeks after the surgery. Sometimes we will have actually met them in the hospital, or they come and see us for the first time in the clinic. When we have that first meeting with patients, the most important thing we review is their pathology report. What was found? How much cancer was there? Had it spread to anywhere? What were the characteristics of that tumor under the microscope? And then secondly, how well did that patient tolerate the surgery? Did the patient go through it with flying colors and was recovered in a week or so? Or did that patient have a harder time of it? Now, an important other component that we need when making a decision about giving chemotherapy is how well the patient is. If the patient has no other significant medical problems, that's one set of issues. If a patient has maybe several other medical problems, that's another. And so one takes all of those factors, the surgery, what was found at the surgery, the characteristics of the tumor, and if you will, the characteristics of the patient, meaning what other medical problems they have, and you put that together to make the decision about treating the patient after surgery.
Now, typically, these patients have no evidence of the cancer. Whatever cancer was there, as far as we can tell, has been removed surgically. If that's the case, why would you use chemotherapy?
These patients have had all the visible tumor that's there removed. And depending on the cancer, there is a risk that there are some seeds that have been sown that have made it past the lymph nodes that have been removed and aren't visible either to the naked eye by the surgeon, on CAT scans, or in blood tests. In fact, it's sort of unsettling, but if you put a million cells down on a table, you can't actually see it. So our ability to see things, to detect things, is pretty limited. And there's a risk, depending on the stage and the characteristics of the tumor, there's a risk that we can define for each patient of the chances that that patient is cured and that patient has these seeds. And the point of giving the chemotherapy to these patients is, in fact, to get rid of those seeds and prevent those seeds from ever taking root, if you will, and ultimately showing itself as metastatic or stage 4 disease.
Now, of all the patients who have surgery for localized cancer of the colon, what fraction of them fall into sort of different stages or different risks to develop a future relapse?
There are 4 stages of colon cancer. The first stage is when the tumor is very small. It really hasn't penetrated very deeply into the colon. And the majority of those patients, in fact, 90 to 95% of them, are cured by the surgery alone and therefore are very unlikely to have any seeds and therefore don't get chemotherapy. Stage 2 and stage 3 patients are a little bit different story. Stage 2 patients, the tumor is invaded, if you will, all the way through the bowel, but has not spread to any of the lymph nodes. Now, this group of patients is quite controversial, and we probably ought to spend a fair bit of time in discussing this group, but some doctors will treat patients with stage 2 disease, and some will not. About 75% of the stage 2 patients will not have their cancer come back, do not have any seeds, and therefore, in essence, cured of their cancer. That leaves 25% or so that will.
Now, another big fraction are the stage 3 patients.
Stage 3 patients represent about a quarter to maybe a third of all the colon cancer patients that are diagnosed in the United States. And this group of patients has spread of the cancer to the lymph nodes. Even just one lymph node having tumor in it gets you to be a stage 3. And we know that the more lymph nodes that have tumor in it, the more worrisome that is for patients having seeds somewhere else, such as the liver and the lungs. In this group, if you look at the whole group, the odds are about 50-50 of having seeds or not having seeds. But where we can be a little smarter is that we can subset this group to those patients who have an even higher risk of having seeds and those that have a lower risk. So there's a range on that 50-50 that's quite wide.
Now, for the patients who do have seeds of the tumor elsewhere, why not just wait until they grow and cause a problem and treat at that point?
That's a great question and a very common question. The real reason is that once these seeds have taken root, if you will, and have become visible metastases, visible spread of the tumor, our chemotherapy drugs cannot get the last cell. Our only chance at curing the cancer, at least today, is before it sets up shop, before it grows roots and is visible. So we treat patients before we see that. That's our window of opportunity, if you will, to add to the number of patients that are cured. Said another way, we, in fact, as medical oncologists, help get the last cells, the ones that we can't see, by giving this chemotherapy.
Now, you also mentioned there was a stage 4. What's that?
Stage 4 is patients whose disease has already made it past the lymph nodes and has spread to, say, the liver or the lungs. And traditionally, this group is not curable. Often, surgery cannot be done to remove this disease which has spread. And those patients, unfortunately, do not have treatment options that will cure them. But we do have very good treatments that can extend their survival and help them live longer lives.
At this point, please stop the audio program and answer questions listed under Part 2 of your survey.